This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even though the president's overseas, the wheels of government grind on back home, which is why Budget Director Mick Mulvaney is going to be on Capitol Hill this week testifying about the administration's new budget proposal, the details of which we expect tomorrow. It is widely expected this budget to include massive cuts to Medicaid, $800 billion in cuts over the next 10 years, and states would get more flexibility to impose what are known as work requirements, meaning, just like it sounds, people who receive government assistance, including Medicaid, would be required to work. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more on that.
The basic idea behind work requirements is pretty straightforward. The belief that people who can work should if they're going to get government support. But currently, most people who receive Medicaid and who would be required to work are actually already working.
Nearly 8 in 10 non-disabled adults with Medicaid coverage live in working families, and nearly 60% are working themselves.
Hanna Katch is senior analyst at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. So if most people are working, work requirements would fall on those who are not. The question is, why aren't those people working? Lynn Caroley is a senior economist at the RAND Corporation.
In many cases, these are individuals who have low levels of education, may not have sufficient job experience, or they have other barriers that mean it's harder for them to work, to hold jobs.
Other barriers might include mental health or addiction. And there are some areas of the country where unemployment rates are still high.
If you impose a work requirement, but there aren't really many jobs available, then that's kind of a double whammy.
James Ziliak directs the Center for Poverty Research at the University of Kentucky. Research by the CBPP looking at the effects of the 1996 welfare reform, which introduced work requirements, suggests that requiring those least able to work, has negative consequences. Hanna Katch.
Over the long term, not only did employment not increase among those who were subject to a work requirement, but deep poverty actually did increase.
Applying work requirements to Medicaid or expanding them for other programs, says Katch, would probably have similar results. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Speaking of welfare and work requirements, have we got a podcast for you? It's called The Uncertain Hour, Welfare, Work Requirements, and Unintended Consequences. You can get it at marketplace.org.